Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. We're going to be talking about, in just a moment, what's taking place in Israel. We want to give you an up-to-date report. Also, understanding as Christians, we need to stand up for Israel. God's speaking to us. He's been speaking to us. Avi Mizrahi is right now in Tel Aviv. He just wrote to us. I'm going to give you an update on what's happening there in Tel Aviv as missiles are coming into Tel Aviv. And as we said yesterday, that the report, they're going to war.
Yeah.
They're going to go to war. We have no choice at some point, but we got to pay attention. Remember, first the Jew, then you. I mean, history is, it's a progressive thing in regards to that anybody who is against this, New World Order, or that's probably, that hits bad terminology. You're probably going to a different mindset, but that hits to, it's for God. It's for people's rights. That those people end up, it's not just Jews that were killed.
That's right.
In Germany, it was millions and millions and millions of a whole bunch of folks who they didn't feel was proper for their society. Ooh. And JJ's on top, Jews and Jesus. And so we want to pay attention. And besides all that, even if we didn't personally gain, understand that we need to stand up for Israel. We need to stand up for the apple of God's eye. We need let the history of heaven note that our generation did not stay silent when they were being attacked. And joining me today in today's program is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
As a matter of fact, even this week, God spoke to you, and we'll be sharing some of the prophetic dreams, some of that.
Yeah.
You know, kind of framing it in a certain way.
Sure.
That we, you know, want to be able to share that. But also we'll be sharing how the enemy, Hamas, they're coming out of the water. They're coming out of the water. Imagine, you know, you're out there on the beach or you're out there on the a river or somewhere in your community, and all of a sudden you see soldiers with backpacks and with rifles coming out of the water. Mm-hmm. And we're going to show you actual footage. This is what's taking place. And Avi is speaking about that. Avi Mizrahi is speaking about that. Do Good Ministries, you know, we always talk about, you know, you need to stand up for Israel. And we support, you know, Do Good Ministries and Avi there and what he's doing in Tel Aviv and the prayer tower and the VIP prayer tower that's there. And also kind of give a perspective of, you know, what's going on, because and make sure you join us. You know, we have this program. We're going to have another program this week. You want to make sure you catch both of
That's
them
right.
because it, this is time to really focus in on Israel and realize, you know, America, you know what I'm saying? We have to respond no matter what anybody's telling you. It's going to be the best of times or worst of times, which means, you know, as Rick Joyner prophesied about 2014, it's going to be a roller coaster. It's going to be some rickety ride, and it's going to take us to our highest points, but at the same time, our most fragile points. Mm-hmm. But out of this is going to come training, so we can be encouraged in it. But if we just ignorantly walk into it with huge assumptions that you know we don't have to participate and pray and connect to what's going on, we could be one of the ones that fall off the wall during the freedom thing. You know, it's like, hey, we made it. It's like, yeah, but Bob is dead. Did you see him? He fell off the wall when we were cheering because he didn't pay attention. And we want to be able to talk about cash for killers. Getting a perspective here, because our government, our present government and our president feels the policies in the Middle East, I guess, originally when he started them, that these were good. And I don't know how he feels now about them. Mm-hmm. But I know that we supported the Palestinian government. As a matter of fact, we're going to show you footage in an interview where the leader of the Palestinians now is in the White House, and they're talking, and he's, you know, congratulating him, and we're funding them.
Wow.
And we find out that we're going to have a report that CBN News is reporting that 6% of their national budget goes to cash for killers. That if you kill, you do some sort of mayhem to God's people, you hurt a Jew, and or do some terrorist act, and you get paid. You get on the pay, the governmental till.
Wow.
And if you hurt somebody really bad and go to jail, while you're in jail, you just sign over a power of attorney, and they will actually send this money to your girlfriend or to your family while you're in jail. Hmm. And this is the federal budget for Palestinians. Mm-hmm. So we're giving that government money, which means part of that money is for jihad. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Part of that it's for John. One of the big issues with the history of, you know, why can't the tax paid in Islam in America be not, you know, tax deductible? And it's like, because a percentage of it goes to jihad.
Yeah.
And a percentage of it goes to war. It might even be 6%. I don't even know.
Wow.
But a percentage of that goes to you know, holy war. Mm-hmm. And so these are major. So we're supported this particular government who just partnered with Hamas. Hamas says that Israel doesn't even have the right to exist. And we're buddying up with them. I mean, history was, we just kind of just bumped up against Israel a couple of times. And, you know, we dissed Israel a couple of times, you know, maybe not letting him come, the prime minister, come into the White House, had him stay across the street. Mm-hmm. We tried to have a road map to peace, which I believe entailed Condoleezza Rice talking about dividing the land of Israel, and we have five hurricanes that hit our oil rigs and our oil prices and all this. Mm-hmm. There's nothing greater that America has ever done, to my knowledge, and you can let us know, than what's being done today to Israel. There's just no, we're going to have to rewrite history in the context of who we said was wrong in the past. Mm-hmm. We got to say, we're so sorry. We thought that was bad. At the same time, you know, as Christians, we have to realize if we don't stand up in our country, if we don't stand up in our country for what the country the Lord gave us, stand up for God and country in that order, understand this, that we could lose it. You know, and people tell you, you know, all day long that you want, but that's, you know, I mean, you could lose it for a season. It could take 70 years to recoup from a time of like, okay, we didn't lose it, but we lost the last generation. You know, in Babylonian captivity. And so we need to really pay close attention right now. I believe, you know, if there's hope. I mean, we wouldn't even be here. If it wasn't, I mean, think about it. If there wasn't hope, we wouldn't be here.
Right.
You know, we'd have our beans and we would be, you know, traveling to the safest place on the earth, Israel. Right. And just think about it. It says we truly believe that good things are happening. We're talking about the Third Great Awakening all the time. We're talking about, you know, hopeful things, but it's all contingent upon if my people, and God is just shouting. We're hearing it on stereo that some very tough times are going to take place. And when you see soldiers coming out of the water to come shoot mayhem, you know, up and begin to kill Jews in Israel, whose widest point, you have to understand, whose widest point is 70 miles wide. It's so easy. I mean, Pat Robinson was just speaking this morning on CBN News. He said he traveled to all the different places where the oil stored and different things in Israel. He says they're so vulnerable. They're just so easily able to be attacked, especially, and you can hopefully, this will be available to you on the VFN Torch, when our president says you need to go back to the 1967 borders, which are undefensible borders.
Right.
And when I look back, I don't know if y'all saw this or not, but they just, I think it was the polio virus. They happened to find in storage in one of the labs in America just this week, the polio virus from 1950s.
Wow.
It was just sitting in a box, not secured like they secure at CDC, with vials that weren't yet open. Mm-hmm. And ABC News is reporting that they found these things right there. Understand, these are some prophetic words that have been given. We have all of these illegal immigrants rushing our borders, and you know, and we have deep compassion for them, but there's a way to be able to bring them in, to make sure they're healthy, to give them the medications they need, to be able to make sure that they don't bring in a virus, that we can actually quarantine them, help them, nurse them to help and help, and then release them into the population. Mm-hmm. By just running folks in like this. I mean, we've been blessed for so long. This is the whole thing. We've been blessed for so long. We don't understand how this nation was founded. That when you came to Ellis Island, you had to get a physical. You do today, too. But even Ellis Island, when people are talking about this, we were built on immigrants. Yeah, we were built systematically, wisely, because you kill off the whole population. Ask the First Nation people.
Yeah.
You know, the white man brought a virus to the American land, and the largest part of First Nation folks that died, they died because of a virus, a bacterial infection. Mm-hmm. But the same thing happened in England when Asian folks came down and visited England, and there was a, I think it was called the Black Plague or Bubonic Plague or a Black Plague. that came down, and it, those things happen. Mm-hmm. Well, part of the prophetic words, and we'll be talking about as much as this as we can in today and in a future program, you want to stay tuned, that that was that a virus would come and these things would open up again. And I think that the polio virus, I'll have to check on what the name of the virus is. It might not be the polio virus. I think it starts with a C, I'm pretty sure. But it killed more people, I think, on the face of the earth than any other virus. But they, and all the way up to 1973.
Wow.
And so we need to be able to pray. Mm. We need to get wise and understand this goes, guys and ladies, men and women in Washington, D.C., they're your representatives. Pick the phone up, call them, and very calmly go, "What are you doing?" You know, what are you doing? We have laws, and we want, we're built on immigrants. We're built on supporting Israel. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. And they're to go represent you. When you hear somebody say, and this is what you've been hearing, Valerie Jarrett said, this is what she's around for. This is what she does. And the president openly says it. He says, "Well, I'm just going to go around Congress."
Yeah.
But understand, when somebody says they're going to go around Congress in America, that means they're going to go around you. Because every congressman represents you. Every representative represents 700,000 folks mm-hmm. in your That's in right. your community. So if you have 1.4 million folks in your state, for example, you have two congressmen that go there, and they're your voice in Washington, D.C. When they say they're going to go around your two representatives, they just went around you. That's how it works. They went around you. And so we're so detached from how it all works. Yeah. Okay, that's good. You go around me.
Right.
You go around me. And hopefully we get a chance to understand that this is nothing but basic Alinsky tactics from Rules for Radicals. It's despite the taint that has on it, there's 13 rules that, mm-hmm. that Lucifer used, the books dedicated to him, mm-hmm. that the president taught for 4 years under being mentored by Saul Alinsky, that Hillary Clinton actually wrote a thesis on, which is out now, and we're going to bring that out soon. I make that available to you on the VFN Torch and so much more. Join us. You don't want to miss this. We need to have a biblical perspective of what's happening in the world right now.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
Can a commercial with religious content be censored from airing? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I'm a local businessman here. I make advertising commercials once or twice a year here. I've just put one together using people from my church. Okay, the issue is they won't run it.
Okay, and did they give you a reason why they won't? Are they saying it's because of the religious content of the commercial?
Well, the lady here in town, she got all upset. She said people won't understand it. She'll get a lot of phone calls. And I said, well, my phone number is all over the commercial, and if they call you, tell them to call me. And
they should not be denying. They should not be denying you access to the commercial because of the religious content. Let me get you in touch with our legal staff here at the American Center for Law and Justice, see if we can get you some direct help on it.
The American Center for Law and Justice is here to defend our religious liberties. Learn more about the American Center for Law and Justice on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
I want to encourage you, if you have a Christian business, you have any business, and you want to stand with us, we really want to get together with you. We love promoting those that love to stand for God, country, and Israel. And we want to give you that opportunity to do so. And we also want you, like you were talking about a little while ago, Greg, to visit some of our sponsors. These are wonderful people. I got a chance to meet all of them and meet with them and know their heart. But we have sponsors. If you need a vehicle, you can visit Glenn Parker. I mean, if you're looking to rent or buy a home, you want to talk to Mark Downey. I mean,
Mark Downey Associates. He is the man and his team.
Yeah, they're excellent. You have a great meal. You want to go visit Auntie's out in Cantonment Barbecue.
The taste of Southern soul.
There's so many wonderful places and so many great sponsors.
Her food is so good. I was sitting there having her food. I could tell you. This man came in. He's going to have his first ribs off of her smoker. And I said, I looked at him, remember? And I said, can I watch you take your first bite? Right?
Yeah.
And I turned my head and I missed his first bite. But he came back later and he says, they was good. That's Auntie's, right?
Auntie's.
Off of Highway 29.
A taste of Southern soul.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. It is the smallpox virals that they found, not polio. It's Washington Post is reporting the smallpox vials, decades old, mind you. It goes back to what's interesting thing is that it's from the 50s. It's not that it's from the 50s. It's the very fact that one of the words that was given prophetically is that because the president said that Israel go back to the 1967 borders, that we would go back as a nation to the 60s. Mm-hmm. And now we're actually taking us back. So that was just one statement. What's happened since then? That maybe we're going to go back to the 50s. And what happened in the 50s? You know, all the way up to 1973, ABC News was reporting that we still were having major deaths up to 1973. Of smallpox. Mm. And so these little vials, and what happens is one person gets infected, then someone else gets infected, then someone else gets infected, then someone else gets infected. And the best way you can love someone, this is the best way you can love someone, wash your hands very good and don't just sneeze out in the air. Mm. That's love. I mean, that's really love, you know?
Yeah.
Don't give me a hug. Go wash your hands. That's like, oh, you're loving me. Because you really think about it. Who do you wash your hands for? You're washing your hands, for yourself, but you should think about, I want to make sure that when I touch folks, touch doorknobs, handrails, and all that type of stuff. But the way that this disease, what diseases work is that you touch it, and it touches your hand, and then you go touch something else, and it transfers, and like these ships, these boats, that these luxury cruise liners or whatever, that they have to quarantine the whole ship because instantly it just spreads all over because everybody's touching everything and it just rapidly spreads. And it just takes one person with smallpox.
Right.
I mean, think about it, just one person. And so when you look at our borders being flooded with people who are reportedly, and several news sources are reporting that they have different diseases. Mm. They have tuberculosis, CBN News is reporting. Obviously, lice, you can get healed from lice. It's not a death type thing. And my heart goes out to them. What I think we should do is instantly run down there and quarantine them, begin to nurse them back to health, give them the medication they need, because some of these things can be cured instantly by just getting the right treatment. But just flooding them into the nation is saying, I don't care about you, America. Mm-hmm. I don't care that one vial of smallpox could destroy you.
Mm.
And I truly, this is my personal belief. I believe that right now everything is set because God said it this way.
That's right.
That when you look at Jehoshaphat, when you look at Josiah's son, King Josiah's son, God told him, he said, listen, it's not going to happen on your watch, but it will happen on your son's watch. Mm-hmm. And the long story short, that the next leader of God's folks was Jehoiakim, chosen by Egypt, named by Egypt, even though his original name was named by Josiah, his dad. But that name means God set man. So our focus should never be on an individual because we're told very specifically, we're told by Paul when he writes to the church of Ephesus that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against spiritual wickedness and all these evil principalities. It's a spiritual thing going on. And so if we think people are our problem, then we look really bad as Christians, verbally assaulting the very ones we're supposed to witness to and win them. I mean, even Paul, when Paul stood beside the governor there, the king, He's in double chains. He goes, listen, I wish you were like me, except for these chains. I wasn't against this guy.
Yeah, oftentimes people don't even know that they're being used. So you're attacking a person.
Yeah.
They have no idea. They haven't got their orders yet. It's about to change.
Yeah, right.
It's about to change here in the next couple of minutes.
It's amazing when you finally get done what God wanted you to get done. Those folks who are being used are like, hey, how are you doing? It's like, oh, dear Lord, wash my chains. Help me, Lord. That they had no idea. Like Peter when he said, don't go to Jerusalem, Jesus. Mm. What did you say? What did you say? You almost tempted me, the Son of God, not to do my Father's will.
Yeah.
Think about that. Wow.
Powerful.
What a big thing. And he didn't need therapy after Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. So first we want to start with, you know, what is God saying to us? And then we're going to go into our friend Avi that's in Tel Aviv. And he just wrote a letter to us this morning about what's taking place right there in Tel Aviv is the ex facto capital, even though Jerusalem's the capital, but that's where their stuff is at. And what he's saying right there, including enemies coming out of the water. But first, John, tell to us what the Lord, before all this broke loose as it is right now, what did the Lord say to you?
I had a dream here that the Lord gave me. And in this dream, I was in a banquet with several other of folks and people that I know in the ministry and team. And it's this really big banquet, and it's just a lot of things are going on, and we're there as guests of a big TV personality in the news.
And radio.
And radio. I'm not at liberty to discuss who it is at this point, but It wasn't Pat. It wasn't Pat. But it was their event, and in fact, my wife and I won a grand prize there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so the next scene in this dream, it was a smaller, intimate group, still in the same banquet, and the person that's heading up this event, very well known, most people would know who this person is, looks over to someone on their staff, and she's at a laptop, and she begins to read what appears to be breaking news right off the wire. She says, 600 people dead in Israel, bus bomb, allegedly. And so
600 people have been killed, she's reporting, in a bus bomb in Israel.
Correct.
This is part of the prophetic dream.
Right. And she adds the word allegedly. This is how it's being reported.
She's saying the word allegedly.
Right, because that's what's being reported.
Right.
There was a doubt that was trying to be put across on there.
Mm. And everything that happens in Israel, there's always a doubt. It actually happened.
Yeah, you know? It happened. So he's infuriated, said, no, this is not that. This is not that. This really happened. This is, you know, don't discredit that. And it seems like they were falling on deaf ears, the whole crowd that was there. People weren't listening, wasn't connecting. And I reluctantly, I was there, I was present, and I felt like I got to say something. So I step up and say, listen, I'm on VFN TV. We've been talking about this for 2 years, over 2 years. This is radical Islam jihad. And I began to share to the people there that it's not about the silent majority, but that 15 to 20% of all Muslims, which is 1.2 billion Muslims around the world, are radical jihadists. And that's roughly about 300 million people, the population of the United States. And as I'm saying that, I look over to the right, and there's this woman she's agreeing, and she's actually mouthing the same words. A silent majority is irrelevant. And people were receiving it. They were really getting, you know, they were getting it. Mm-hmm. And shortly after that, the dream ended. But clear as day, 600 people, bus bomb, died in Israel.
And one of the things that how we can respond to this, and this is, and then what you're seeing take place, and what we're showing you is that's happening, and they're planning on doing. Understand, this follows that. So God is saying, you know, this is what's going to be happening. We can pray for the protection of Israel. We can pray for protection of the Jews. I mean, over and over again, things were scheduled to happen, but they ended. I'm going to say this. Guaranteed, whoever the supporters were for a particular candidate that was trying to get in office at any time, and they didn't win, that was not their intent. They wanted their particular candidate to win.
Mm-hmm.
Their assumption was they wanted to win, which means they didn't. And there's just this narrative that gets put out over folks that says, you know, what do I have to offer? What can I really do? You can actually stand up, and God looks for somebody to stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pray and understand nothing is for sure in the context of that, because God, even though he had plans to destroy Nineveh, changed his plans. I mean, he was going to destroy Israel, but Josiah found the Word of God, began to read the Bible, read the Word, had it read to him, and he repented and renounced and changed everything, and God put everything on pause. And so understand, we need to pray. I mean, what if you're on that bus? And Pat and I had the sad opportunity to speak to a young man who was so bitter and angry because his friend, here he was riding the bus together. He got off the bus, left at the bus stop in Israel. And as soon as he got off, the bus blew up. And all the questions are, is like, why did I get off? And why did I survive, not my friend? And why did you take my friend? What does this mean? And hopefully, you know, we'll get to a point to be able to share about the son of Hamas. Because a powerful, powerful, it's going to take several programs to be able to do that. But we want to be able to, it gives you a great perspective because the question that he asked when we were there, that I believe that the son Hamas, which is now a believer, is kind of began to explain what's going on, why these things are happening. There actually is some sort of reasoning, although ill-gotten and dark, why people are doing what they're doing. Jesus said there'll be a day people will kill you and think they're doing me a favor. And so we have here is Avi's writing this letter to us this morning. Avi's in Tel Aviv, Israel, and he's talking about, you know, please pray, please continue to pray. He says, over the last weekend, this is fresh, we had over 60 rockets falling in the south of Israel by the hands of Hamas terrorist organization in Gaza. Gaza is like just it's a piece of Israel, but it's called Gaza. But anyway, it's just for writing in there close. This is after the fact that Israel gave an ultimatum to Hamas, which was stated that 48 hours they had to cease shooting these missiles, which is Friday night. This is how they responded to it, he says. We received from Hamas and the Islamic jihadists poured 60 more rockets falling down from the skies on southern Israel. On Monday evening, it was decided by Israel's government to initiate a long-term ground operations against these terrorists in Gaza. The name of the operation in Hebrew is, can't pronounce it, which is directly translated as, which is very interesting, Enduring Cliff.
Yeah, I saw that.
Enduring Cliff. And what you're hearing people say, and this is kind of the unfolding of that operation, you know, Protective Edge. And so the cliff. Understand, I mean, some of those words that God has really shown me about the enemy's trying to push the world to the edge of the cliff and hanging over the cliff and enduring cliff. And they're trying to hold the line at the cliff. We've got more from Avi in Tel Aviv in just a moment. Plus, we're going to show you video of what Avi's talking about because these military forces, these radical terrorists coming out of the water, coming on the shores to begin to shoot the Jews, but the Jewish IDF dealt with them. Matter of fact, we'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I've called you to be my witness, as Jesus said. Who will tell them? Who will I send? The harvest is plentiful, but those that I would send are few. Will you go for me? Will you tell them? I've given you that job, but you won't even bring me up at the job I gave you. I've given you that relationship, but you won't even bring your relationship to me. I've given you that home, and you have all these other gods in your home. When will you be sold out for me? When? I love you. I call you my own. I'm calling you to myself. I've proven my love for you. Prove yours for me. Give me your heart. Give me your heart. I'll cherish it. I'll heal your broken heart. I'll deliver you from the captive. I'll set you free. I'll use you in my kingdom.
You've just been listening to a moment from the VFN Dream Center. Find out more. Join the dream at vfndreamcenter.org. That's vfndreamcenter.org. If you're having difficulty hearing, ears to hear.
It's so important. Sometimes, you know, when you're losing your hearing, you don't really realize you're losing it. It's other people around you that realize you're losing it, because you just think they're not saying nothing, or they're not being respectful and speaking up. But the truth is, you're just not hearing them well. And the best way to find out if you're having a hearing issue is, first of all, ask those around you. Mm-hmm. When you speak, do I hear you? It could be a Southern thing too. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But also go to Ears to Hear, because they have a test for you. They can test to find out how your hearing is, right?
That's right. They have a great, great place. You love meeting Dean Easterwood. He's a professional, and their staff is, I mean, top-notch. They have 3 locations on the Gulf Coast, and they're a perfect mixture between a retail place where you just kind of come on in and they kind of speed you along the way, maybe help you, and also they have a clinical side. So it's kind of the perfect hybrid of both. But they really care about their patients. They care about hearing. I highly recommend them. They're great people, and it's a great, great place.
Hearing aids have come a long, long way. You no longer have to use your wife and say, what did they say? The technology's so small that you can't even realize it's there. No, the question to you have, also may have, is like, well, I can't use my cell phone if I have. They even have that built in now. Well, it works off Bluetooth, so it goes right into your hearing
aid. Right.
Oh, wow. So make sure you go to Ears to Hear.
Ears to Hear.
Ears to Hear. 3 locations. You can find out more at VFNTV.com and click on sponsors.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're reading a letter from you. This morning that came from Tel Aviv, from Avi Mizrahi to Good Ministries there, our friend and a Messianic believer, who those who partner with VFN TV and daily radio program have been a part of, helped and support what's going on there. And he's talking about, you know, I'm reading this letter asking us to pray, but he's saying specifically what's taking place in this particular operation they have going on. He's saying it's called Enduring Cliff. It's also being referred to by our media as Operation Protective Edge. And they're protecting the edge of Israel, a very small country. And so he's asking for prayer. And he goes on to say, in addition, our government has given permission to call in 40,000 reserve soldiers. Since then, many Israelis have been receiving calls to report duty, including a large number of Messianic believers. So you're having, you know, the Christians now, Christian Jews are being called into battle. He said yesterday, which was July the 8th, which is yesterday, the Israeli Air Force targeted and successfully hit terror cells, bunkers, launchers, and underground tunnels in the Gaza Strip. In addition to this, the Hamas and the Islamic Jihad terrorists from Gaza shot 160 rockets into Israel. 4 of them were targeting Tel Aviv. In addition, 4 were shot towards Jerusalem.
Wow.
I mean, Israel's not that big. And so he's talking even a story about here, what's happening, kind of giving us a picture of what's taking place there. He says, for example, a young couple from our congregation was bringing home their newborn baby from the hospital last night when they heard suddenly the air raid sirens in Tel Aviv. They immediately left their vehicle by the side of the road while huddling with their newborn cradled in their arms, kind of huddling down. Both of our daughters, also obviously talking about in Jerusalem last night, were in that air raid siren hearing as well. And one of their daughters, he talks about, was studying at Jerusalem University, University of Jerusalem. And the other, Sarah, she was out on a date with her boyfriend, and they had to run to the nearest bomb shelter. This is what's taking place in Israel. And then he goes on to say right here, this is the letter from Avi this just a few moments ago. He's, last night, as Israel ran to the bomb shelters, 5 Hamas commando terrorists tried to infiltrate Israel by the sea onto the beaches in South Israel with the intention to murder innocent Israeli citizens. The IDF intercepted and eliminated these particular terrorists. I want you to see this in action.
Wow.
But imagine these soldiers, so pay attention, you want to see this, and you can see it on the VFN Torch if you listen to us on radio. But imagine, this is what's happening from all around. The enemy's coming all borders, the edges, coming over the edges, and they're coming even from the sea. Watch it. You'll see them dressed in military whatever, have backpacks on, rifles. And these are the enemies coming in towards Israel. Take a look at this.
You see them coming out of the water. They're running on the beaches right now. They're planning on killing Jews. You're seeing them right here in the bushes. They're gathered down in the bushes right there. And all of a sudden, you're going to begin to see the drones, IDF's drones, target them. Probably where you're getting the pictures even right now. They're running over the beachy shores. And their whole goal is to begin to, and now you're seeing them begin to kill them. The IDF is actually targeting them, taking them out, and they're watching them. And you say, well, this is great that they're stopping. But the fact is, why are we sitting back as America allowing Israel to be attacked like this? Mm. And they took out another one that's there.
Wow.
So what Avi's talking about, that's what I just showed you is taking place. He said, last night, he said, this thing happened. And then he goes on talking about, he says, no country in the world would tolerate these acts of terrorism. Israel has the right to defend her citizens and fight terrorism. And he says, pray for us. He says, Psalms 121:4, because the question is, it's amazing so many rockets have come and so few Jews have been hurt. Mm. And what's going on? And he talks about, well, Psalms 121:4 says, he that keeps Israel shall never slumber or sleep. He goes on and says, we are asking you believers and intercessors to stand with us in prayer for Israel and the peace of Jerusalem. Please pray specifically for protection of our soldiers and citizens, wisdom from our leaders, wisdom for our leaders, and victory over our fear and our enemy, and salvation for all of Israel. Mm. My goodness, this is what we're supposed to do, church. We need to stand up. We have to stay alert. Every distraction, we need to get out of our lives right now and focus and understand it always is first the Jew and then you. I mean, this is the enemy coming after God's folks. I mean, why in the world would anybody be messing with this one piece of land that has blessed so many people in so many different ways? It was reported just recently that the freest Arab, the freest Muslims on the face of the earth live not in any other Muslim country. They live in Israel. Mm. The freest Muslim, the freest Arabs live in Israel because it's a free country. Think about that. And what that means is you're looking at oppression wanting to come in and say, we don't want men to have freedom. We don't want them to have freedom. And as you heard earlier on VFN TV some time back, of the young teenage boy who sat there on his webcam and he said, listen, I am Arab. Mm-hmm. I am a citizen of Israel, and let these three teenagers go, because next it could be me.
Yeah.
It was a powerful, powerful thing.
Yeah, I believe that was actually the tipping point, those three yes. boys. You know, I just knew, just by revelation, that you don't want to believe this stuff. You don't want to believe that the boys were not going to be found. Mm-hmm. But it was 18 days that Israel was searching for these boys, but I just kind of knew, my spirit just knew that they were dead. And I really believe that this is the tipping point. This is what we're seeing. And Israel is saying that this is going to be a heavy ground assault. The last time they battled Hamas was back in 2012, and that's when Egypt was run by the Muslim Brotherhood, and they had some sort of relationship with Hamas. It's being reported by Fox News that they had these underground tunnels, and they were, you know, transporting things from Egypt back into Hamas. With this new government, all that's been shut down.
That's what Avi saying was destroyed. A lot of these tunnels were destroyed.
All that's destroyed, and so Israel's doing a major, major attack. The last time, you know, no, there were no ground assault. It halted before the actual soldiers were able to go in there. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know, so we need to pray.
Well, you know, the embedded reporter, a military correspondent with the Jerusalem Post, Yaakov Lapin.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to hear what he's saying, because he's talking about it's escalating. In other words, they're going to use minimum force necessary to let them know you can stop it now, or it's going to get worse. As a matter of fact, listen to Yaakov now.
The Jerusalem Post's military correspondent, Yaakov Lapin, is on the phone to bring us the story.
The IDF has structured this campaign to gradually escalate from a limited number of airstrikes to a growing number of air sorties over the Gaza Strip. The IDF has a very long list of targets that belong to Hamas and Islamic Jihad, and they know the location of the most sensitive assets and senior leaders both operational and political, that belong to these terrorist organizations. And as time goes by, I think we're going to see an escalation in these strikes in order to make clear to Hamas that it has no incentive in carrying on firing large barrages of rockets into the Israeli home front. I mean, in the background, we see that there's a growing number of IDF ground forces that are massing on the Gaza border, and that also is a threat that is designed to transmit the message to Hamas that the longer this goes on, the heavier a price it will pay.
So what you're looking at, from what the correspondent is saying with the Jerusalem Post, he's saying that I mean, I've never, the mercies of Israel is amazing.
Yeah.
And I think about, he's saying it's going to escalate. In other words, you can end it now and stop firing missiles into us, and it ends.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to, we have a whole plan, a detailed plan that we're going to work our way through every one of those guns and bombs and tunnels and all the way through the entire thing. But understand this, as we are looking at little Gaza doing what little Hamas is doing on the southern border, if you go to the northern border, you're looking at ISIS, which now they said you actually get killed, get lashes for calling it ISIS. They expect you now to call what ISIS has done in Syria and Iraq as the Islamic State.
Mm-hmm.
And they stopped, the reports are, they stopped at Baghdad, and now they're actually going into Jordan. Just because you don't know it, Jordan is probably about as narrow as Israel, and it is the next country before you get into Israel. And they're talking about coming down into Jordan now. Mm-hmm. And you notice, and listen to the strategy, that Syrian refugees poured over the border, children poured over the border into Jordan and overwhelmed Jordan. And now they're talking about coming down into Jordan to work their way towards Israel. Hamas says, and definitely ISIS says, which is the most radical of all, that Israel doesn't have a right to exist and she needs to be pushed into the sea. But look at the similarities.
Hmm.
Look what's happening on our borders.
Yeah.
Look what's happening as our borders are being flooded with the children. I mean, what can you say? It's like you're using these children as political pawns. We're going to take care of the children, but we're going to say you can't violate the Constitution.
Right.
And so now following the children and the wives and the children that came down from Syria into Jordan to overwhelm them, that aid has been coming in from CBN, from Samaritan's Purse, from these different kind of NGOs, non-governmental agencies, organizations, that now ISIS is talking about coming down into Jordan, which is right there in Israel. So it's not just little Gaza. Gaza's like an irritant right now to get the attention why all of a sudden all these weapons and these things that have been taken now in northern Iraq, you're looking at people say, this is what they say, that these Sunnis and Shiites will never unify. And the truth is, they will unify over a common enemy, what they perceive as an enemy, their hatred towards Israel. And so you're looking at, according to even Pat Robinson this morning, that I believe he's talking about it, that you're going to see in Lebanon, you're going to see that those forces that kind of laid low in Lebanon rise up now because they have a common enemy in their own minds. And you're going to see every side of Israel having to defend herself. And we want to talk to you about trying to get perspective, cash for killers. Why are they paying cash for killing Jews? Secondly is the prophecies over this. And we're going to talk about this because John Paul Jackson, in other words, have been given over this. And it looks like the fulfillment of some of these prophetic words, so we can be in prayer. Make sure you join us after the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing. Don't forget VFNTV.com, where you can find everything that you ever wanted to know about VFNTV and the daily video program. And so much more. Also, the torch. You'll see a flaming torch in the left-hand corner. Go ahead and select it with over 3,000, Pat, 3,000 highlights that are available for you. So that you can just search and look and share and pass. A lot of times, the torch allows us to add more to our conversation. We have pictures, we have videos, we have graphs sometimes, and just allows you to take more time to really go deeper because we only have a limited amount of time on air, but the torch allows you to just get all the related resources and all the related articles and allows you to go so much deeper. Also, we have different tabs for you under the VFN Torch where you can look up prophecy, all the prophetic words that have been shared, and there have been quite a few. We have words, wisdom moments. We have original intent, and we have a new one that I'm very excited about, Third Great Awakenings. That's what we're believing for. We're here keeping a conversation light. We're here to have a conversation and with hopes and prayers and belief that a third great awakening is going to touch our nation and the pendulum is going to swing back. Instead of hearts and minds and actions that are turned away from God, hearts are going to be turned automatically to God and on fire. So thank you for being a part of this conversation, and thank you for being part of a movement of keeping the conversation light, and that's L-I-G-H-T, the light of the world. And we want to keep Jesus on our minds always, because he, my goodness, he is the lifter of our soul. We love him, and we just want to do everything that we can to make him famous in the world today.
You know, I'm reminded of a very successful young businessman, and he loved to buy his mother these exotic gifts for Mother's Day, and he ran out of ideals, and then he ran across these birds. These birds were cool. You know, they cost $5,000 a piece. They could dance, they could sing, they could talk. He was so excited, he bought two of them. Sent him to his mother, couldn't wait to call her up on Mother's Day. Mother, mother, what'd you think of those birds? And she said, they was good. He said, no, mother, you didn't eat those birds. Those birds cost $5,000 a piece. They could dance, they could sing, they could talk. And she said, well, they should have said something.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're going to be talking about Cash for Killers and what's taking place over in the Middle East with the Palestinians, and pretty shocking things, because it'll show you some of the motives there. But make sure you catch our next program, because we're going to talk deep into prophecy. Some of the things that John Paul Jackson prophesied about, including in 2008, he talked about that Russia would awaken, the bear would awaken, and she would come in and take over Ukraine to be able to deal with oil prices. We're about to probably see the huge hike in gas prices and fuel prices in the world because of Russia needing to pay off its debt. And also just kind of get some perspective, you know, what prophetically has been saying in prophecies this. God says, I will never do anything unless I reveal it to you first. And so he reveals it to what we refer to as prophets, you know, people that hear God's voice. And also, some of the words we'll be talking about is some of the headlines that John Paul Jackson saw was, you know, what other secret weapons does Israel have? Has Israel played all her cards? And if you're looking at the enemy coming in, like he's coming in right now all around Israel, I mean, she's going to have to play some big cards here. Mm-hmm. Israel's got some big cards. I mean, you know, those people that kind of hold that, they're holding back. And also they're just like, whack. And they're going to assume, you have to understand, the biggest card Israel has that the world don't really understand is God. Mm-hmm. God's not going to let you trump him.
That's right.
And so we'll be talking about that in our next program. Make sure you got that. So much more. I mean, you can catch us, but we'll look at a prophetic perspective of what's going on. But Cash for Killers, the U.S., we actually give money to the Palestinian government. And reports are that 6% of their national budget goes to individuals and their citizens, Palestinians, who go and harm and kill and do terrorist attacks upon Israel. They actually pay them out of the budget. And we have supported this government. even when they merged with Hamas, I don't know if you remember, we talked about it, when the Secretary of State John Kerry goes to Prime Minister Bibi, Benjamin Netanyahu, says, threaten him with another intifada, which is an uprising. Do you want to see another uprising? And what are we seeing right now? Mm-hmm. We're seeing another uprising. And they wanted to have a two-state solution, why Hamas was one of the partners in the Palestinian government. That was our government wanting this. And Hamas says that Jews don't deserve to live and then to be destroyed and removed off the face of the earth. How can you have, you can't, it'll never work. Mm-mm. As a matter of fact, look at our government. This interview talking about cash for killers, and we'll be back. Watch this.
Obama administration officials have praised Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas as someone with whom Israel can do business. Yet Abbas recently chose to do business with those committed to Israel's destruction.
Abbas struck a deal with the terror group Hamas last month, making it part of a united Palestinian government. The move left some wondering whether Abbas's Palestinian Authority ever really wanted peace with Israel in the first place.
Peace doesn't have a chance because peace doesn't pay. Because anytime they want some income, all they've got to do is commit an act of terrorism.
In his book, Financing the Flames, Edwin Black details how the Palestinian Authority rewards terrorists who have killed Israelis.
As soon as a terrorist commits an act of terrorism against an innocent civilian in Israel, whether that's cutting the throat of a child or stabbing a man standing at a bus or blowing up a building, as soon as that man does that, he goes on a special salary from the Palestinian Authority under Palestinian law, a law known as the law of the prisoner.
The more Israelis killed, the bigger the financial reward.
He gets a graduated salary depending on how heinous the crime is. If he kills five people and gets 5 years, he gets one salary. If he kills double that number and gets double the sentence, he gets double the salary. And so this actually incentivizes the misery, mayhem, and carnage that the terrorists commit.
Black told CBN News this is a long-held policy. He spent time on the ground interviewing Israeli and Palestinian officials and found that the PA does not hide this cash for killers program.
There's an entire ministry called the Palestinian Ministry of Prisoners that actually oversees the distribution of this money, and there is its counterpart in the civilian sector known as the Prisoners Club. Now, this money constitute some of the best salaries in the Palestinian Authority. So you can literally go from poverty to wealth in the Palestinian Authority by committing an act of terrorism. This amounts to about 6% of the Palestinian budget. This money is paid on a priority basis. You can make as much as $3,000 or $4,000 a month while in prison just for committing this act of terrorism.
According to Black, some of the money can be tracked back to American taxpayers. The U.S. currently provides $400 million per year to the Palestinian Authority.
There's a law against any of our money benefiting terrorism, but in point of fact, approximately 6% of all the money we fund to the Palestinian Authority is proudly diverted by them to pay terrorist salaries. The money comes, it goes right to the prisoner. The prisoner signs a POA, a power of attorney. He transmits that money to his bank account, to his lawyer, to his girlfriend, to his family, to his mother, to his organization. And this is a system that we have in place. Our State Department knows it. Our administration knows it.
In the wake of Abbas's deal with Hamas, Republican Senator Rand Paul introduced legislation that would cut funding to the Palestinian Authority. The Obama administration, however, plans to continue engaging the PA, meaning more terrorist salaries paid for in part by U.S. taxpayers.
They would rather starve than see their prisoners, who are their heroes, go without remuneration for the acts of violence that they have committed against innocent civilians, homes, buses, trains. It's an astonishment, and I think it's time for America to wake up.
Eric Stackelbeck, CBN News.
Understand, The way that money gets allocated in the United States government is by your congressman or woman. They're the ones that fund things. It's not the president funding it. It's not the Senate funding it. It's the House of Representatives. So you can call your representative and you could say, don't vote to fund this or that. Because you can make all the laws you want to. You can say you want to go to war if you want to as the president. You can't make laws, but you can have executive orders and these different things going on. But it's your House of Representatives who says we will fund it or we won't fund it. No, the president's not pulling one up over on America. It's your representative that's funding all this. And if our representatives are funding the Palestinian government, who's paying 6% according to this report, to people who are killing Jews and getting paid on the government till prioritized pay, they're proud to do it, and then they know it according to his reports. You can actually call your congressperson and say, listen, stop funding. Do not vote to fund this. No matter, there could be a law there, not all can be there, but it could be, it's like a checking account with no money in it. You can't do anything with it. And that's one way these things can begin to stop, is when we sat there and said, quit funding it. Don't fund the illegal activity on the border. Don't fund the illegal activity in the Middle East that's coming against Israel and coming against freedom. And the biggest thing we can do is pray, dear God, end abortion, end this attack on Israel, protect America, end abortion, send revival, a third great awakening.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them at VFNTV.com. Visit our sponsors today. We have all their contact information, their phone numbers, their web addresses. They're ready to hear from you. Visit our sponsors and partners at VFNTV.com. Become a partner today. It's you partnering with us, giving and sowing financially, that makes this all possible. VFNTV.com.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. Listen to this. This is what God says. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray
and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Right now, when so many things are happening in America, people are going to Washington, D.C. and protesting and trying to push the government to do things against God's way. This man with tears in his face, when they put the mic in his face, he said exactly what we need to hear and what we need to do. Listen.
What's brought you to tears?
I want to personally repent for everything I've done to bring this on to this country. And if we do not repent of our sins, we will not recover. America will not recover.
Dear God, forgive us for our sins and what we've done to cause this to come amongst our nation.